you could carbon copy what you did against Nashville to begin the road trip, you'd be a pretty happy coach here tonight.
Yeah, the effort was as good as I've seen in an awful long time. And they compete, and they played hard too. So we're going to expect that kind of game in tonight. We expect that from ourselves. It's not always an easy level to get to, and that's our challenge.
Is there a challenge after 2 days off like you had on the road?
Yeah, it's because it's different. I mean, it shouldn't be a bad thing. You get a little more rest coming on the road. You're not in a back-to-back situation, but because you don't deal with it a whole lot over the course of the year, we had a good pace practice yesterday, and the magnitude of the game should be able to shake you out of anything that's unusual.
What's been the fine line between your games against the Blues?
For a long, awfully long time, eh? They've been really, really tight games. Clearly, there's nothing. I don't think we've walked away from too many games against St. Louis and felt that we didn't play well, play hard. You have to. They bring that out in your game. Just one more of everything. And it's the extra shot on goal, the extra block shot. There's not going to be any major system changes or line changes that shake anything loose. It's a battle for every inch on the ice, and you just got to win one more of everything.
So it's second of four meetings in the last quarter. Does mentality still just have to be the same when you face these guys?
Well, like I said, I think, you know, just judging from their comments after the last game, both teams like their effort, you know, so it's going to be the same kind of game.
Mo, do you think they added a different element with Bortuzzi? You faced him a couple times in Pittsburgh.
You know, a little more physical, but didn't feel that they were short of it. But having a little bit more always helps, you know, a little harder to play against. I don't think that, you know, that St. Louis was ever lacking. It didn't feel like they were lacking in that department, but another guy who's played games who's got some experience back there, more physical I think he can be at this time of the year. You're just harder to play against. Fits their mold really well. A guy that fits the program.
You went the first night without Bufflin and Little, and it was good. But is there a danger that there's that first one is a little bit more on adrenaline, and then there's could be a bit of a sag back here? Or?
I didn't get the feeling in the room, and I'll qualify this playing. We understand the quality of those two players, but I didn't get the feeling around the room or in the room leading up to the game that it was as big a story as it was outside the room. That those two guys were out, well, we would have a hard time competing. I never felt that in there. So I didn't get the sense during the game that guys were just playing over their heads because this was a new adrenaline push off the injury. We have a few guys that got to play a little bit more and played well in those roles. We'll need them to do that again. And if you ever want more in this league, you're not getting it on one game. You've got to deliver that night after night. We're going to get, you know, we've got some tough opponents clearly on this trip. It's a great opportunity to prove that you can do it more than once.
Can you expand on that, kind of one or two guys that caught your eye and that more of an added role?
So, you know what, after the game, that was a game that I felt that we had more than one or two guys. And, you know, that everybody was playing at a higher level. There wasn't, I think they all stood out in terms of their effort and some of the execution and how we moved the puck. Our top-end guys were really good, and guys who play more roles in this team and don't get on the ice quite as much, they were good as well. So I think that's the key there, that we had a good balance in that game. I know when you cut the video after to show the group, you'd like to easily find something off each line. Sometimes you have to go out and find a line because they didn't play very well, or they, you know, if you're trying to pump tires, I wasn't. But when I went back through and cut the edits down, we had somebody on every clip for doing something that we want to replicate.
Hitchcock talked about the importance of having participants, and the other side of that is that you definitely have a lot of passengers. Do you feel like your team's done that pretty well?
Well, the answer to the last question, I thought it was the key in Nashville that everybody came off in their role and played really well, played hard. Above, you know, there's more. You play hard and you compete, and that's what we ask of our team. But there's something that needs to happen to get to that next level, and that's everybody to play well. You know, to expect themselves to be as good as they have them in their mind's eye. You know, when they sit down and explain to you what they're going to do for your team, they never tell you about the bad games they're going to play. They're going to tell you about, well, this is what I can do for the team, and that's the game that we need. It's above and beyond the compete. The compete's been good here.
Obviously, you know, it's non-contact. What does it mean to see Brian out onto the ice?
Yeah, so he's, I guess, where we thought he would be. He's not ahead of it at all. So his legs are good. It's an upper body, so he can get out there and get a little skate.